Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, I'd like to welcome you by giving you a free gift. You can go check out ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get my free high-ticket dropshipping niches list. It's got 99 profitable niches in there. Any of those niches you could probably start a great profitable website with and become very successful with high-ticket dropshipping. Go check that out today, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. This episode is going to be very informational, but also quite motivational and inspirational. I have a lot in store for you today, and I'm really excited to get into it. So first of all, I did a theme install service for a student today. I'm really excited about doing these theme install services because it provides a way for the student to get fast-tracked to having a really well-optimized e-commerce store with Shopify. So normally speaking, if it's your first store and you're building out an e-commerce site for the first time, you might not know all the little things, all the little details you need to have in place in order to make a profitable store. One that's going to look professional, one that people are going to be attracted to, one that your potential customers are going to trust, and one that they'll purchase from. And that's the number one key for getting people to purchase on your website is building trust. And also, of course, social proof and other conversion optimization factors as well. I'm going to be diving deep into that in this episode. But first, a little bit more about my theme install service. So what I usually do is I actually download the theme from my case study store. So I created a Shopify e-commerce store for high-ticket dropshipping for the masterclass, specifically to teach the students how to build out a really well-optimized store. We've been doing this so many times now. We've actually built and sold 4 different highly optimized Shopify e-commerce stores now, and they've been super successful. We're really, really happy to keep this going. So we have a template, and it's a Shoptimized theme download that I've actually gone through and recoded a lot of the different features in there, removed a lot of stuff, added some specific things that really, really help build trust for high ticket dropshipping. And actually I have that specific custom theme file as a downloadable file within the course. And then any student that purchases the course at a diamond or a platinum level will get the Shopify theme install included. So really excited to keep helping more students build out their stores super fast. So within maybe a half hour to an hour today, I was able to get this guy's entire demo site built out and looks really, really good. And he's going to now be able to go get suppliers. So I'm really excited for him. And that process is going to be fast and easy for them, because suppliers, they look at this website and they see a professional store. They see a professional logo, they see a professional search bar, they see your phone number in your header, business hours. There's all sorts of great things. And like I said, I'm going to get deep into conversion optimization right now. But first, I also wanted to talk about doing a coaching call with another student. So I did a coaching call, and the deal was that he's been on the masterclass since last summer, but he's got a full-time job and he's got a kid, and so he's got a lot of responsibilities. And I found a lot of my students are like this, you know, and I totally understand that. You know, you're working, you're grinding away the day job, and you're trying to make ends meet for your family. And you know, you really want to have a independent, location-independent income source, right, from some kind of a business, so that you don't always have to be worried about losing your job or worried about, you know, getting laid off somehow, right, or your boss just letting you go randomly. You don't have to be grinding away 8 hours a day, you know, just literally doing work that you hate or can't stand, you know, having to ask for time off, all these things about having a day job that just really kind of drive you nuts, right? Like I had a day job for a long time, from out of high school, like 5 or 6 years after that, I had a day job. It wasn't until my mid-20s when I actually started becoming successful enough with high-ticket dropshipping that I was able to be in the right position to quit my job. And even after that, I struggled and I had to get side income and side hustles in order to make a full-time income for a while. And then in the last, you know, half decade, I've really been able to become super successful with it and been doing it ever since. So if you're stuck in that position where you have a day job, full-time job, I'm telling you right now that this is the most lucrative online business to start. And it takes the least amount of capital up front compared to other business models, besides maybe affiliate marketing, but you are leveraging all sorts of other assets, right? You're leveraging other people's time and other people's money to build your own business as an online retailer middleman so that you can make money online. So if you have an inclination for doing retail online, then this business model is the best way to go to get started. Later on down the road, you can think about making your own product, which will cost thousands of dollars in upfront investment, thousands more dollars in insurance and warehousing fees and shipping fees and lots of staff to manage this stuff for you. You can, of course, also do affiliate marketing in the sense you can create maybe a blog around a topic or just create a personal blog about your life or do a video blog on YouTube or even do a podcast like the one I have talking about a certain topic. You just have to research the audience and make sure that you're willing to make content all the time, because affiliate marketing doesn't work unless you create content and add value to the transaction. You're not just going to be able to sign up for an affiliate account and throw links on the internet and people are going to click that and all of a sudden you're going to become rich. That's not how it works, right? You have to add value to the transaction. You have to make people's lives easier when it comes to shopping for stuff so they can understand products and services better and they can make the right decision. A qualified, an understandably correct buying decision for their needs. So the same thing goes with high ticket dropshipping. You have to add value to the transaction. So if you're getting into this thinking, yeah, I can just throw products and ads at people and make sales immediately, it's not that simple. You have to add value. You have to rewrite product descriptions and add copywriting to them. In my course, I show how to outsource that, but you still have to be the one that manages the process. You have to make sure they look really good. You have to add high quality images. You have to have sales videos. You have to make sure that you have the best offer online. You have to make sure that you're doing free gifts, free giveaways, promotional offers, expiring coupon codes, all sorts of things like free shipping, low price guarantees, no sales tax, satisfaction guarantees and nice easy return policies, fast shipping. You can always provide more value even by upselling people, right? People that buy a certain product might need other products along with it. And so I'm going to give you the example of a massage chair right now. If you go to Amazon.com and you search for Osaki massage chairs, which is a certain brand of massage chairs that does drop shipping, then you can go down into their customers also shopped for section. It's like three sections down on their product page, and they show a seat cushion, massage cushion for $50. You have all sorts of different massage cushions. You have like back massagers. You have foot massagers. So if somebody's going to get a massage chair, they might have it all in one, but they might have other chairs in their house that might, or even their office chair in their office, they're interested in getting a massage chair too. And so like they do the same thing on the cart page. If you add it to cart and you go to the cart page, you'll see sponsored products related to the Osaki. So there's other models. So they're now going to show you like, four or five different models, some more expensive, some less expensive. And then they're going to show you customers that view that also bought. And then they're going to have, they have here a robot vacuum, which is really interesting. They have a Samsung micro SD chip. So I guess maybe they're assuming that you're going to be the type of person that has like a GoPro or something or a digital camera. And then they have books below that. And I don't even think I think this is relevant to what I look up because these look like books for me. And Amazon's really good at doing that, right? So you can provide more value in the transaction just by having all these other add-ons and upsells. Like for expensive products, usually it's something to do with shipping and delivery. So you can have white glove delivery, extended warranties, things like that. You can add accessories along with the product. For instance, like an electric fireplace, you can add like certain like different looking embers and stuff like that to the fireplace when you buy it. In the cart section, you can do add-ons there. And after the checkout, you can have one-click upsells there. So, and that's a great way to be more profitable and also provide more value than your competitors do. So lots of good stuff there. I went through his whole site during the coaching call and gave him all these tips. His logo was a little bit off. He didn't have trust seals in there. There's a lot of little things that needed to be adjusted so that he was going to be able to close the sales, because his first thought was, oh, I just need to raise my bids. And I told him that's actually not the best idea at the moment, because if you just raise your bids and drive more traffic, what's going to happen is you're going to pay a lot of money for traffic. They're going to go to your site and nothing's going to happen. They're going to have a shopping experience that's not as good as they were on another site that was more professional and that looks more trustworthy, and they're going to go to that other site and buy. You're going to pay a bunch of money in ads and it's not going to go anywhere, and you're going to get burnt out because you're not making any money and you're going to think it doesn't work. That's usually what happens. So you have to focus on optimizing your website really good first, creating a really good sales funnel, having all those things in your website built into it that I just talked about, and then go and raise your ads, right? Ads are like gasoline. You just pour gasoline on a fire, but it doesn't have much wood in it. It's probably going to burn out pretty quick, right? But if you build the wood into the fire, like a big fire, and you pour a bunch of gasoline on that, it's just going to make it even crazier, right? So just think of ads like gasoline, guys. and gals, just make sure that you know, first and foremost, to optimize your site no matter what. But I was inspired the other day. A buddy of mine, Matt Scott, who is behind Lifestyle Flipper blog, lifestyleflipper.com, he posted a blog article, first blog article after an entire year, and it was really exciting to read. And one of the little parts of that blog article really stuck out to me, and it was the quote, "Don't tweak, build." And I thought that was really, really cool. And it's important that you understand that tweaking your website can be important sometimes. When you find a new conversion optimization thing or something that's missing from your website, it's important to make that little tweak, right? Or something that's maybe driving away people or driving sales down or something like that. Like if you go and check Lucky Orange, you'll see the heat maps and you'll see over people's shoulder what they're doing on your website, and you find that there's a hang up, it's important to make that tweak. But what's even more important is that you continue to build things. And building usually has to do with content, getting more suppliers, getting more products, and adding those to the website, and creating more marketing, assets, and building your marketing channels out, and optimizing your ads, right? So there's a lot of tweaking and a lot of building to do, but you definitely should always be focused on building and not just tweaking. I know back in the day I used to get wrapped up in tweaking my website. You know, is this little change going to bring me, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 more in revenue per month? I don't know. Let's try everything you can and just tweak. But then if you lack the building, then you just don't get as far, because the building is what truly creates a profitable, sustainable business. So keep that in mind, guys. So after my coaching calls and stuff like that, I had some issues that I ran into. And so we're going to get a little personal here in this section of the podcast episode. I really wanted to get this off my chest and let you guys know and kind of motivate you and inspire you, to grow beyond things that are trying to drag you down in life, right? So I had some family matter issues I'm dealing with. We planned a trip to the United States, and so we're going to Los Angeles, right? We're going to go to Seattle and visit my dad and my sister out there, and then we're going to go to Montana after that, and then Michigan and back to LA. I've said that in the last few podcasts. But what's going on is really, really strange, and it has to do with family dynamics and politics and a lot of weird, disingenuous, things that people have kind of like their own weird hidden motives and stuff like that. And I want to steer away from being negative, but what I want to bring up is the fact that if somebody in your life is treating you disrespectfully, or they look down upon you, or they feel like they can treat you like they kind of bully you a little bit, right? You have to make sure that you, number one, either call that person out right away. You don't let it happen, because if you just let it happen, what's going to happen is that they're going to think that it's okay to do that, and they'll keep doing that to you. And it's the same thing that goes if you are a bully and you're bullying somebody else. If you ever find yourself in that position as a bully and they're not calling you out or whatever, realize what you're doing and stop immediately, because bullying people is like literally the number one worst thing you can ever do in your entire life, because it will ruin lives, okay? But if you're ever being bullied, definitely speak up. Okay, so bullying can happen in many different cases. It can happen, in school. It happens a lot in school, right? Because kids come from like messed up, broken families, and then the only way they know how to take out their aggression is on the other kids around them. And if they're bigger physically, the other kid is smaller, a lot of times they'll take advantage of that little kid. And that's really sad. I got bullied a lot when I was younger, and I had to grow beyond that. I remember at one point I actually got in a fight with a bully because he was just saying all these little things, and I literally just walked up to him and I punched him right in the face and gave him a bloody nose, and he started crying. And it was the funniest thing, because I had let him bully me for so long, months and months and months, and finally I did that, and all of a sudden I was a freaking hero to everybody around me. Everybody was freaking out, and the entire rest of the day, the rest of the week, everybody was just like patting me on the back and be like, "That was awesome," and all this stuff. And it was because I literally just decided to stand up for myself. I got in trouble for it, but it was an important moment in my life, in my young life, that I would not stand to be bullied anymore. Because before that, I had been bullied a lot. So recently I decided to put my foot down, because I actually have been dealing with being bullied by a family member for a long time, and it's not a direct family member; it's an indirect family member. I finally made this decision about a year and a half ago not to put myself around that person, because you can either confront it or you can just decide to completely evade it in the first place. So it's really two main options. And if that is an option for you, you can literally just cut that person out of your life. And that's what I decided to do. Unfortunately, I'm just not the type of person in that really has the energy to go and confront people all the time. I'm not much of a confrontational person. I'm more of a person that's very positive, and I love to hang out with people and have a good time. And so I had to make that decision. Now, what's tough for me is that I'm making that decision about a family member, someone that is related to my direct family. And my direct family, since they're around them and financially connected to them and all this stuff, now they're kind of putting that person before me. And it sucks, right? Because, you know, it's my dad and my sister, and they're supposed to be, like, you know, loving and caring for me. And yet, you know, it's that person is more important. That person's motives and agenda is more important than what, you know, than my presence. You know, we were going to go out there and spend an entire week with them. But there's a lot of strange things going on out there. And I really just did not want to put myself around that. I have this great podcast, and I'm really trying to help people here. I made a really tough decision to stay away from my family out there, and it sucks. Like, it's really painful for me. It's really, really hurtful. I don't know if any of the listeners out there have, like, broken families or families that are, like, spread out and don't treat each other right. You know, it can be a really, really tough thing to deal with in life, and that's how I've been for a long time. My parents got divorced when I was around 12 years old, and my mother moved to another state. My father stayed in Seattle, and I had to deal with this broken family where everybody was kind of at war against each other. And at that age, it's really tough to deal with because you have to try, you know, like your family, like you're picking sides or something, or you're trying to go back and forth all the time, and you have broken social circles now because you had a social circle. And, you know, it might be kind of like first world problem kind of thing, but at the same time, it is kind of tough on a young kid not knowing where their place is in the world, right? Which led to a lot of, like, uncertainty and low self-esteem in my teenage years. So I had to really grow above that. And it wasn't until I moved away from that entire area and broke away. I actually moved to Los Angeles right after high school. And I really grew a lot of independence at that point in my mind and in my heart. I knew at that point that I could handle new situations. I could make new friends in new places, which is really important. I could build a new network. I could get a job anywhere I wanted to get a job at, right? Because I was a valuable person. I could provide value to people, and that was important. And that's what is so important, you guys, is like this business model, all you're doing is providing value to people. If you can figure out in your own life how you can best provide value for other people, they will provide you money in exchange for that at whatever, you know, amount you want to charge for that, because it's equal to the amount of value in their minds that they'll pay, right? And if there's a good market and product fit, then you will make money, and then you will be an independent person. And the beauty of this business model, high ticket dropshipping, is that it's a location independent business model. So you don't have to live anywhere specifically. Like, I started doing this because I didn't want to live in LA my whole life. LA is fun, but it's not a place I'd want to live. It's crazy. It's crazy things going on there all the time, and I love the people there, but it's definitely not a place I want to live. I find myself living in Thailand now because I feel most at home here. It's very safe, very calm, very peaceful. But getting back to my family issue, I wanted to really just to read off the morals of this story. And I wrote a whole thing out before this podcast, because you know how it gets when you're, like, talking about things that are actually really deeply painful for you, and you're actually trying to deal with them. It can be quite difficult to remember what you're doing. So I'm going to read this off to you guys, and I think it's really important and very motivational, and very important that you listen to this. Number one, stay strong. Don't let others steal your energy or put you down or make you feel inferior. Don't ever feel entitled either. The world owes you nothing. You must provide value, more value than your competition, or you will fail until you do. And when you finally do, you finally will succeed. You must truly believe in yourself. It's only when you have faith in your ability to succeed and that what it is you want to do is possible will the doors actually appear to you. Use the power of your third eye to visualize what you truly want in life and feel the emotional energy of already having it and enjoying it in the present moment, right? Put yourself into that situation, and you will attract the situations and people into your life that will lead you to it. Be unique, be creative. Don't let the doubters and haters and sarcastic people get you down, even if they're your own family. And it can be really, really painful if that's the case, but you have to be strong. Accept people for who they are, but demand respect. Give respect and apologize humbly when you do something wrong. Smile as often as possible to let people know that you're a true friend and you have good intentions. Laugh often so you can put yourself into an attitude of gratitude and appreciate what you have in your life. Don't take anything for granted. It's there for a reason, and you must live every moment in the best way that you can. The one big thing I learned from taking Shaolin Kung Fu when I was a young kid, my Sifu taught me, was that we always have choices to make. Every moment of the day, you're making choices. If you want to create an amazing life, the life of your dreams, start making more productive choices, better choices, healthier choices every moment you can. And you will slowly and yet dramatically change the course of your life. Time is our greatest asset. Time is also our greatest resource, and yet it is so scarce. It's important to make the most of every moment you have, especially as you grow older and take on more responsibilities, but you tend to lose a lot of the free time you used to have. You have to learn how to transmute your strongest desires into the energy to build great things, whether it be fear, anger, resentment, sex, excitement, drugs or alcohol, relationships, or sport. You need to learn how to transmute that strong energy into the energy and focus of learning and building your business. Once business building becomes your passion as much as having sex or working out or playing sports or whatever excites you the most, you will become successful. Say what you're grateful for right now, guys. Say it out loud, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Say exactly what you're grateful for, and then make the best of every moment in your day today. And I hope that was powerful for you guys. I really, really hope that resonates, because so much in life requires that you have complete and utter belief in yourself. You have the highest self-confidence and highest self-esteem. You can do it. You can become successful. You will do it. You will become successful. You are doing it. You are successful. Okay? You have to tell yourself these things every day. Affirm this in your mind, in your heart. Feel it when you affirm it. Do these affirmations every single day as you go throughout the day. Tell yourself, I am an amazing person. Every day I'm getting better and better. I am successful. My high-ticket dropshipping store is making $50,000 per month. I am taking home $10,000 in net profit every month. If you say that to yourself and you feel it as if it's already happening, it's so powerful, you begin to attract it like a magnet into your life. You attract the people and the situations around you that will lead you to what you truly desire most in life. Whether it be money, whether it be relationships, whether it be travel, whether it be things, whether it be experiences. And I'll tell you one thing, guys, the thing I've learned over the last 15 years or so since I've become an adult is that experiences over things, no matter what in life, okay? Things are come and go. They're ethereal. They'll disappear. They'll come into your life. Buying a new shiny object is nice for about a day, and then it gets old after that. But an experience, it happens once, and it's gone forever. And you will appreciate it the rest of your life. But during the experience, make the most of it. You have to have an emotional, intense emotional experience during that experience to remember it, right? Do you know, like, think back to your childhood. Some of the most memorable moments of your childhood were during the most intense emotional experiences. So knowing that, you will remember those great emotional experiences. Make the most of experiences in your life now. Scream and yell, jump up and down, dance, you know, run, whatever it takes, make a funny joke, laugh your, you know, ass off. Who cares? Just have an intense emotional experience, and that will serve you the rest of your life, guys. And don't let other people take you down. Be strong and hold yourself to a higher regard. Okay? And don't let yourself be bullied. You either call them out or you disappear and you let it go. I've forgiven that person. I don't really care too much about the situation, but I do respect myself, and I will not put myself around that person, because people don't change, right? And people's perspectives about you won't ever change. And, you know, and that's okay. And if the people that are connected to that person don't respect you, then they don't deserve your presence either. Okay? So keep that in mind, guys. And I know it can be tough, especially when you're dealing with family members. It really is a sad situation sometimes, but they will come around eventually if they love you enough and if they care about you enough. And you have to test them with that. Okay, so it's important, and move beyond that and stay centered and stay focused and stay balanced and make the best of what you're doing right now, and just focus today and make it the best day you possibly can. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.